This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second hour of Forward Grant and Danny. And you are listening to The Fan. Much appreciate you making the show part of your day as always. Mattress Warehouse Hotline is where we find our buddy Jason LaCanfora. He's our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Jason, we wanted to talk David Shaw and the Redskins, and we will, but we've got to start with the Patriots and a sideline being filmed.
Yeah.
It could all be just one big misunderstanding. I'm debating whether to give this team the benefit of the doubt. Wait, I'm being told not to do that. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that the league better come down swiftly and sternly on this, or there'll be, not that, this would be the first time either, but there'll be a lot of questions being asked about, the decision-making at Park Avenue and what sort of is allowed to transpire and what's not when it comes to officiating and when it comes to matters like this. The Patriots obviously have a history of this stuff. Whatever you think of Spygate and Deflategate and everything else, the bottom line is this would not be their first offense by any stretch of the imagination, and especially involving video and involving signs. You hear, rumblings of it, and you hear, you talk to a team, and it's like, well, we're not going to practice on this field when we go to that city because we think the Patriots might have cameras there. Like, I've literally heard that before, like teams coming to Baltimore to play a playoff game and you're going to meet somebody at the hotel and, hey, where are you guys doing your walkthrough? And they're like, we were going to do it here, but then we heard the Patriots did theirs there last year, you know what I mean, or in the past or whatever, or the Patriots know the lacrosse coach there, so we're literally going to change up at the last minute. Like, so, yeah, the league better do something. The tape clearly exists, and if the tape shows what it's reported to show, 8 minutes fixated on their sideline coming from a press box of in Cleveland, obviously not New England. I mean, it'd be bad enough if they were doing it in New England, but to do something like that after all they've done, I don't know if you – I personally, I think you start taking away draft picks. Because what's another $500,000 to Robert Kraft? I mean, Belichick's clearly trying to set up plausible deniability. I don't know which individuals you can find. I mean, you're going to find the dudes, who were making whatever an hour filming this. You know what I mean? The crew that they used in another city. You can't go after those guys. What are you going to go after, the head of their video? Their in-house promotions department, or their in-house guys who do these, vignettes that they show on their website? No. And what's $1 million? What's whatever $1 million to Robert Kraft? So if this looks to be baked in and institutionalized and part of the quote unquote Patriot way, then I think the punishment needs to be reflective of that.
So two things. One's a comment real quick just for our listeners. I just saw this. There's a tweet by John Breach, who covers the league at CBS as well. And he said that one of the things that was found in the investigation of Spygate previously was that the Patriots had a bunch of excuses kind of already concocted for if they got caught. One of them was to explain this away as footage for a team show. Like, that's something literally that the league already knows from the Spygate investigation. My question to you is this, and it sounds like you may have somewhat already answered it, but a lot of people will say this isn't a big deal. I talked to a former Patriots employee about this yesterday, and they said, look, they don't do anything everyone else isn't already doing, and that's kind of what they say. Is it oversimplified to say it's not that big of a deal? It's videoing the Bengals. They were going to beat them anyway. Like, I don't buy that, but what's your take on that?
My take is there's two. It happens too often. And to me, this is like Deflategate was the one where I was always like, come on, man. It's just Tom Brady. You know, the league's investigation was sloppy. The league couldn't even monitor which balls it brought into halftime properly. They didn't know exactly which balls were inflated at which thing. I mean, that whole thing was a clown show to me. I'm not saying there wasn't some culpability there, but I always felt like that was kind of ridiculous. But we've heard, you know, the Rams walkthrough going back to that Super Bowl. And there was stuff going on when Mangini was on the opposite sidelines, right? And them potentially trying to steal signs from him. We had a little tete-a-tete in Buffalo when they played there this year, where some members of the Patriots staff appeared to be on the opposite sideline for no good reason. You know, we've heard of people, you know, trying to lock down their playbooks when they come to Foxborough, or not leaving anything in the, you know, not decking out the locker room too early. I mean, teams are all the radio frequency stuff. I mean, is everybody doing it? I don't know. If everybody's doing it, they're not doing it in as overt fashion or to the degree the Patriots are, or you'd hear about it from more teams, you know? Or I'll take it to the baseball scenario. Like, are they the Astros? You know what I mean? And everybody, I guess, is doing a little something, but not everybody, as far as I know, was banging on trash cans, you know what I mean, to say if it was an off-speed pitch coming or not. So I think we have to be realistic about where the lengths they've already shown they're willing to go to, how consistently they're found to have done something, or there's just a lot of smoke about them doing something, the way other teams already feel like they have to sort of have their guard up when they're scrimmaging with them, you know, in the preseason, or when they're playing them in the preseason, or when they're picking certain places to, you know, how they're going to handle their trip to Foxborough and where we're going to stay. I mean, is some of that just the NFL and people are crazy and everybody's looking over their shoulder? And people are paranoid, like mad, I guess. But why is it always Foxborough? Why is it always New England?
Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider, Jason Lock and Ford with this young Grant and Danny. All right, let's go to the Redskins and their coaching search. They want David Shaw. I'd like to look like Chris Hemsworth and have $1 billion. I don't know how realistic it is, given the way the organization is. But how much smoke is there here, Jason? How much momentum is there for the Redskins' job? Maybe the worst in all the NFL.
Well, Dan... is looking to, I mean, his, you guys know what, he goes from one extreme to the other, right? He goes from a guy who will have no jam and no power and has never done it before to a guy who has all the jam and all the power and has won big before. And you can take it back to Marty and then the reverse of that, and you can take it to Gibbs and then the reverse of that, and you can take it to Shanahan and then the reverse of that, which leads us to where we are now with the inevitable interim head coach and then Dan looking to find somebody to save him from himself. The pool of potential candidates who will even sort of lean their ear towards him gets smaller each time, but it only takes one, and there's only 32 of these, and you will be given a degree of money and power if the right guy will listen, unlike what you could get in a lot of organizations. Does it appeal to everybody? No. Would it appeal more if he went ahead and fired Bruce Allen and made it clear in his messaging publicly and privately that I'm open to different constructs and different ways to set up my franchise? It might, but it's still he's proven to be a coach killer, and that's proven to be, I won't call it a career killer, I guess, although it was it for Shanahan, right? And it was it for Zorn, and it was it for Gibbs, and it was it for Sherm Lewis or whatever. I mean, it's, yeah, you know. But, yes, they're dreaming big. They're thinking big. Trust me, in their perfect world, they could somehow find a way to acquire Mike Tomlin. How feasible will that be or not be remains to be seen. It would seem to be an uphill climb. I would say the same thing for David Shaw, but I can understand them wanting to fish in those waters.
If they want to reel in the biggest fish in the pond, they're going to have to give out a John Gruden-type contract probably. Jason Lock on Four is with us on Grant and Danny. Real quick before we let you go, I've asked every one of our experts who are plugged in on this like you are that we have on this question, so I'd be remiss if I didn't pose it to you. Do you think we have reached the end of the road for Bruce Allen, who's had more lives than a cat?
I think we're closer to it than ever. But it's, you know, horseshoes and hand grenades, right? What is close? And are there some, you know, conversations Dan has with a very small sort of inner core where people are thinking he's going to do this? Yeah, but until he does it, it's not done. So it's just one of these where it was, you know, I won't truly believe it until I see the press release. Do I think that there might be a template of that press release sitting in a computer somewhere or something close to
it? A saved document. I love it.
It might be, but until they hit send, I don't believe it.
Jason, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the time this morning.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Always great. Love Jason LaConfora on Grant and Danny with us, providing insight. You want to get back into the Patriots thing real quick?
Yeah,
there's a couple more items that are coming out here as we're talking about this. So if you're just joining us, New England was supposedly filming a documentary about their advanced scout in the press box during the Bengals-Browns game. Of all games, they got a one-win Bengals team coming up.
He got caught doing it to the Bengals.
And they were filming Cincinnati's sideline. But the report today is, while the Patriots said, no, this had nothing to do with Spygate, this is not us filming the field, this is a documentary about this advanced scout. People who have seen the video have told a reporter for Cincinnati, the reason the Bengals sent it to the league for investigation is that it was 8 minutes of watching the coaches give signals.
Not even like a 30-second swing by. It was 8 straight minutes of just filming their sideline.
The Patriots are amazing. I mean,
they're
amazing.
Because Lock and Four brought it up. What are you going to do, fine him? That win just cost me $1 million. I'll pay for that.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll get your thoughts on this if you've got one. 800-636-1067 next. This just keeps getting better. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Yesterday during his press conference, Zach Taylor was asked about whether or not something had happened in the press box that led to the Patriots being investigated by the NFL. And he confirmed that that was the case without providing any comment. And we said, wait a second, what is all this about? No one had heard a word about it. So all the reporters nationally start doing their digging, and here's what we find out. The Patriots, for a documentary they have called Do Your Job, were apparently, with a third-party film crew, filming in the press box of the Browns-Bengals game. They got permission from the Browns to do it. They were following around an advanced scout with the organization for the day to give some behind-the-scenes access to what his job entails. Here's the problem. I'm going to read from an Athletic story here. This story is great, by the way. Paul Dinner Jr., who covers the Bengals, wrote it. Listen to this lead, Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine being a Bengals staff member sitting down to watch the game in the second row of the press box when somebody sits down in front of you during the first quarter, pulls out a video camera, and starts recording. You watch and see the viewfinder locked on the Cincinnati sideline and realize the videographer is connected to the New England Patriots and he's wearing Boston Bruins gear. Just some donk from Boston wearing Bruins gear.
Sully from Southie.
Credentialed through the Patriots to be there, and he's recording your sideline. And you're a Bengals staffer going,
what the hell?
Wait, this is the Spygate team, right? What is this about? So that's what happened Sunday in Cleveland. Unbelievable considering the history of such offenses. What happened next included Bengals executives getting involved in NFL security and eventually the video being confiscated and turned over to the league. According to sources who have viewed the tape, it showed about 8 minutes of data focusing on recording the Bengals sideline. It's a direct view of the sideline as players run on and off the field and coaches make signals. This is not over the shoulder of the advanced scout who is doing his job. This is shooting the sideline. For an extended period of time, the egregious nature of the video is why it set the firestorm it did during the game with the Bengals executives in the press box. Now, for the record, I think it should be stated, Bill Belichick came out on WEEI. You can grab one of those cuts, Tommy. And he has denied any involvement, all involvement. He says he knew nothing about it. The team knew nothing about it. This is not Spygate. This is much ado about nothing. Yeah, we robbed a bank before, and we're outside the bank with a mask, but it just so happens we were cold out, and this was the only mask available at the store.
I guess there's some kind of thing that they do with different departments, and they have, you know, trainers and equipment people and scouts and so forth. And again, I have no idea, so you'd have to talk to them about exactly what the project was. But from a football standpoint, we have absolutely nothing to do with the production people and what they do for the TV show and everything else. I tape a TV show with them, but that's there's no involvement whatsoever with them. I've never seen a tape or anything that they've shot anywhere in any capacity.
Patriots came out, said this is for a television show. Nothing to do with us.
Cool show, I guess. 8 minutes of footage of the Bengals. Like
apparently.
must-see TV, right?
Hard Knocks with the Cincinnati Bengals. But in this Athletic story, there's this excerpt which really gets my attention. Consider this from an ESPN piece in 2015 about Spygate.
Thank you.
I think this is the Wickersham story.
This is the one.
The videographers also were provided with excuses for what to tell NFL security if asked what they were doing. Tell them you're filming the quarterbacks or the kickers or footage for a team TV show. That story was published.
They
4 years
had cover
ago.
Stories. Like, you know, like if you're an actual spy and you've got a cover story, what is my cover? I'm going to meet my contact and you pretend you're setting this up when you're really doing something else. They gave them cover stories because they knew they were cheating.
Jason Lockenfora moments ago here on G&D.
So, yeah, the league better do something. The tape clearly exists, and if the tape shows what it's reported to show, you know, 8 minutes fixated on their sideline coming from a press box of in Cleveland, obviously not New England. I mean, it'd be bad enough if they were doing it in New England, but to do something like that after all they've done, I don't know if you – I personally, I think you start taking away draft picks. You know, because what's another $500,000 to Robert Kraft? I mean, Belichick's clearly trying to set up plausible deniability. I don't know which individuals you can find. I mean, you're going to find the dudes, you know, who were making whatever an hour filming this. You know what I mean? The crew that they used in another city. You can't go after those guys. What are you going to go after, the head of their video? You know, their in-house promotions department, or, you know, their in-house guys who do these, you know, vignettes that they show on their website? No. What's $1 million? What's whatever $1 million to Robert Kraft? So if this looks to be baked in and institutionalized and part of the quote unquote Patriot way, then I think the punishment needs to be reflective of that.
Danny, I just feel like things can look bad and not be what they are, obviously. But then you've got to determine, is somebody worthy of benefit of the doubt? If somebody rear ends the person in front of him and says, I made a mistake, I just looked up at the last second, and they've texted and driven and done that 9 times in the last 3 years, they're more likely to have probably screwed up and done something wrong than just, oh, darn, I had a bad minute. I slipped on the, you know, there was water. I skidded right into the trunk, whatever it was. You cheated on people for your whole life, and then you get caught, like, texting someone in a weird way, and you're like, oh, it wasn't meant that way.
It's all part of who they are.
Yeah.
It's a great organization. You're not, I don't want to take away Super Bowl appearances or tell you that Tom Brady isn't a Hall of Famer, that Belichick isn't the greatest coach of all time. All those are true. This is also true. They have pushed the envelope. They have been brazen about it at times. They've been sort of underground at times while they do it. But they do this. This is institutional cheating. They steal playbooks. They jam radio signals. They are known for this. Peyton Manning was so paranoid, he would make them. He wouldn't talk about actual game plan stuff with any coach in the locker room because he thought it was bugged. I mean, that's the level we're talking about. They're great. They also cheat their asses off. This needs to be a makeup from what Spygate was. People do not understand. They think Spygate was just the filming of the Rams practice or their walkthrough before the Super Bowl. That's how they won their first one. This was an entire room that only Belichick and one or two other guys had access to, a library of videos, and the NFL was so afraid of this that they just stopped out all the tapes and deleted it after watching about 10 minutes of footage and never talked about it again. Find him a draft pick, Belichick $500,000, somebody else got fined like $200,000, and they swept it under the rug and never talked about it again.
Yeah, not a big deal.
This was the biggest story, the biggest, dare I say, scandal, maybe in NFL history, and it should have been punished punitively. It should have been the largest full-scale organizational deflating, forgive the use of that word, punishment in the history of sports.
Well,
but
if it was, maybe it never would have reared its head again.
I know.
But here we are again
here
in 2019.
Punish them. Punish them so much.
What would you guys do if you were the NFL? And here's, I guess, my first question. Do you think this is a big deal or not? I've got a buddy now. I'll admit he's a Patriots fan. So that
what?
color his cynicism or his skepticism.
Yes,
of course. But the first thing he texted me when I was like, dude, again with these guys? Are you kidding me? He goes, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I told you I talked to someone who's at one point in time worked with the Patriots in the NFL, and they said they don't do anything that everyone else isn't doing. They seem to get caught more than everybody else.
Somehow.
Big deal, little deal, if they were recording the Bengals sideline. I know it's funny that it was the Bengals, but that also tells you this isn't the first time or the only time they were going to do that.
So they were only doing it for the Bengals? I'm very sure.
800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What should the NFL do if they find out that the Patriots were running Spygate back and purposefully filming the Bengals to get a competitive advantage? 800-636-1067.
So this is, you know, your triple secret probation Animal House style, right? You were already on very thin ice. I don't care if you were systematically doing it for weeks, for months, or this was the only time. You knew that you couldn't even come up close to this line because of your history. So to me, I'm with Jason Lock and Fora. Simply finding Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick and, like, finding out which intern or which, you know, Zilch is using a flip camera to do the sideline, that's not enough.
Didn't they take draft picks last time?
They took one draft pick for Spygate.
Was it the first round pick?
It may have been. I can't remember which one it was. I was trying to look that up in the story just now from Seth Wickersham in 2015. But to me, this is, I would take away football operational capacity. You are losing salary cap space for me. You are losing draft picks for me. You are going to feel the brunt of my wrath if I'm Roger Goodell. You missed the chance to do this correctly the first time. They swept it under the rug because they thought it was bad for the league all the way back in 2008. This was a glaring omission. This was the biggest failure. And that includes, by the way, the mishandling of various punishments and other things in Goodell's tenure from the owner's perspective. The fact that they just sort of swept this under the rug, destroyed all the evidence, never let anybody see it, and never got the light of day. Owners were fuming about that until Deflategate came along and they said, you better punish them right this time, and then they overreacted to Deflategate. To me, this should be the harshest punishment ever handed down in the history of the NFL for a team.
So here's the penalty and fines from Spygate 1, if we're going to potentially say that this is the second run at this thing. Bill Belichick was on the wrong end of the largest fine in the history of the league to a head coach for $500,000. It's the largest they're allowed to fine a head coach, according to the CBA.
Mm-hmm.
87-year history at the time of the league, nobody had ever gotten that. $250,000, quarter million for the Patriots. And the first-round pick in 2008, but get this.
Mm-hmm.
That first-round pick in 2008 that they were docked would have become a second and a third-round pick if they didn't make the playoffs. So the league was essentially making it lesser. So they're saying, well, it's a first-round pick because you're going to pick 28th. But if somehow you're bad this year and you pick 11th, we're not going to take the 11th overall pick from you. We'll take the second and the third-round picks, which tells you how little they really tried to penalize them.
Slap on the wrist.
Operationally, to your point. If they did this on purpose to gain an advantage, if this is, I hate the word Spygate, but I don't have anything else to call it. If this is that operation again, though, I will take away their first four rounds of picks, probably. I mean, I'm going all in. Because we talked about this with the Astros recently. You have to make sure this never happens again. This is twice. This is, to me, like three strikes and you're out. I mean, if it happens again, people start to get booted from the league permanently. Whoever that might be, I don't care or know. But it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone's doing it, that's fine. No one else is getting caught. So I stop short of saying immediately right now you do that, but if your investigation says that after they got in trouble and after you find them and after you dock them a draft pick, that now 10 years later they're back doing this again, then to me, they don't make a draft pick for their first four rounds. You got to hit them where it hurts. Steve in Fairfax, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this is appalling, man. This is appalling. This, to me, is like a Lance Armstrong deny for years, greatest ever. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, I did it. You know? I mean, and I don't know about you guys, but I do not trust the NFL holding these tapes. I'm sorry. They destroyed them last time. There's no way I have confidence that they're going to do a full investigation and find anything. I mean, look, Bob Kraft, he's got I think he's on the advisory board or something like that. You got to get this guy off of that. You got to do whatever it takes. I know this is not college. We're not stripping championships. But some way, somehow, man, they got to put the hammer down on their squad for this, man. It's crazy.
100%. I'm with you.
And the other thing is you got to think about, too, the payment for championships. $500,000 for Bill Belichick and $250,000 for the Patriots and one draft pick, if it makes it easier for you to keep winning titles.
Yeah, that's what it costs you to win.
That's nothing. So make it something. If you listen to me and you go, oh, that's too much, then that's when we're having a conversation now. If you're going, you're talking about, how about a whole draft class? You don't get to make a pick that year. And someone says, that is outrageous. That's ridiculous. Good.
Okay,
maybe
let's work
stop
back from
doing
that.
It.
Yeah.
Then let's move the line a little bit further back toward your direction. But I promise you that what they did last time was a big fat nothing burger with bacon and cheese. Darius in Capitol Heights, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show. Love the content. I think they should be disqualified from the current season of the playoffs, and they're running for the Super Bowl. And their first four draft picks, like you said, Grant.
Mm.
That's all I got on it. Thanks for my call. Appreciate you.
What do you think of the first four rounds?
You're going, I like it. I would go over multiple years, though, but I like that way, too.
How about no picks in the first three rounds, because that's day one and day two,
mm-hmm.
for two straight years.
So I said no first or second rounder this year, no first rounder next year. But I have other punishments that I'm throwing in there, too. I don't think you can do a postseason ban, college football style, you know?
You could. I wouldn't do that only because I don't want to penalize the players,
right,
who are just out there working their butts off.
Like, it's
winning
Patrick
football
Chung's
games.
Fault this happened?
Exactly.
Don't know.
I don't want to play that game. And also, they probably make the playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that someone could suggest that I don't think should be on the table.
So I'm suspending Belichick for, I would say, half a season. And it may be more.
Wow.
I would do that. And then I'm going $20 million in cap space, just forfeited. You don't have cap. You have a lesser cap than everybody else to build
your
roster.
The cap space thing we know in D.C. is crippling.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan, to this day, I've talked to him about this way after he left the league, semi-recently by the standards of when he coached here. He always said that the cap hit the Redskins took on,
mm-hmm.
was by far the worst punishment ever handed down by the league to any team for anything.
And it was the night before free agency started.
Correct, which
right?
made it that
which
bad.
Which made it that much worse.
It was $36 million over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you can make the case pretty legitimately, they didn't do anything that bad. They didn't do anything wrong. They kind of skirted the system. But let's say they did. They didn't cheat like the Patriots were
right.
cheating.
The owners colluded, and they got the NFLPA to agree to allowing them to collude to make sure the salary cap didn't go down by X percentage of millions of dollars.
And so then they got hit on the back end.
Yeah, so they got them to go along with it. So they punished a couple teams, the Redskins and the Cowboys, and let everyone else go.
But over 2 years, to not get to spend $36 million in cap space, Shanahan still says, worse than any team has had it with any kind of a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the idea of suspending Belichick, honestly. Because if they knowingly did this a second time after they paid the price the first time, not as substantially as they should have because it was mostly just fines, but if they went back to the well after the league said, you can't do that, and we all knew they cheated— not to mention there have been other times and other things, including Deflategate, which wasn't that big of a deal. But you mentioned the constant stuff at their stadium,
yeah.
with the any charts that get left behind or the inability to communicate. This is what they do. This is their playbook. I have no problem suspending Bill Belichick for several games. I think some people might take issue with that, and my point to that is good.
Yeah, let's say he didn't know. You need to know.
Because a lot
of
us took issue last time with the fact that almost nothing happened for Spygate.
Exactly right.
So you get to take issue this time, and now it'll be even. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll get you a double play in a moment on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We try to do it each day at this time at 11:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Beltway Blitz at noon today. Teams in town you care the most jammed into one segment. And at 12:18, Steven Strasburg is back under contract. Probably means the end of Anthony Rendon, though. What does that do for you if, in fact, returning Stras means no Rendon? You okay with that? Remember, Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations with the Nationals, joins us at 1. We are talking Patriots and, again, controversy. Steve's in Silver Spring. Steve, what do you make of this idea that the Patriots were filming the Bengals sideline? Supposedly a third-party crew was in the press box at the Browns game this weekend doing a documentary, but the video, according to reports, doesn't look good that was sent to the league.
Morning. What I think is, if it looks like they did do this, and I don't even know if they have the power. Well, they probably have the power. They can do whatever they want. Make them forfeit the game against Cincinnati. They probably cheated. They got some inside information. Make them forfeit this game. I think that would send the best message there is.
Thanks, Ben. I don't want to dismiss that out of hand, honestly. I don't know that you would start doing that. Just setting the precedent of certain punishing teams and players and organizations that way. But maybe you have to. Maybe you have to do something outside the box. My instinct immediately, I go, no forfeiting games. Well, why not?
I have no interest in forfeiting the game because it's so much bigger than this game. Like, they're not doing this to try to figure out and solve the Bengals, who are terrible. If they're doing this, it's one of two things. Either they do it all the time, it's just what they do.
Yeah.
Or it's a dry run to get ready for when they feel like they need to do it for the playoffs against Baltimore or Kansas City or someone who could actually beat them. Dan in Fredericksburg, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I think they should just do a ban, just like with what's going on with the Astros. They're talking about, in Houston, they're talking about getting rid of all the coaches for a year, suspending them. They should do that with Josh McDaniels, the defensive coordinator, because they're the ones that send signs in, and they have to have knowledge of that whole little system. So if they were to suspend Belichick and the offensive coordinators for a whole year, I think that would send a strong message.
I do
so
too.
It would be extreme, but again, I am now okay with extreme.
Yeah.
They had the choice to act accordingly. They had the choice to get back in line. They chose not to do that. We've talked to you once. Now we're talking to you again. You're now wasting my time. Now I get to come down with 1,000 fists if I want to. But I guess here's my question. What's the threshold for what I'm about to say? You better be damn sure. In other words, you
meaning
can't
the
just,
NFL?
Right. You can't just assume because you see 8 minutes of video. I can't look at this video and see 8 minutes of this dummy in the Bruins gear recording the Bengals coaches and based on that suspend everyone for a year. I better find out for sure that was ordered by whoever with the Patriots who's reporting to Belichick and mm-hmm. eventually gets back to the coaches that they actually had this operation back on the assembly line. And that this is what they were doing again. I can't just work off of what if one dumb kid was filming the sideline not knowing what kind of a hellfire storm he was going to create. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
You better be really, really sure. When we're talking about suspending people for a year, changing legacies forever, we're talking about docking draft picks for 2 seasons, it can't be what is the legal threshold? Like beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
I need certainty. I need smoking gun. I need blood. I need DNA tests. I need something that puts you at that scene.
I get that. I would say this 8 minutes is enough for me because you got off so easy before, but there's an understanding that if you ever approach anything like this again, everybody that comes to work for the Patriots, right, since 2008 should have had the following speech read to them. And by the way, we can't cheat in any possible capacity. We can't even make it look like we're cheating. So when we give you a fake credential, pretend you're not a scout or you're part of the video team, there's no built-in lies. There's no pretending, oh, let's just delete this and forget all about it. We can't come close to anything because people are watching us closer than anybody else in the league. The Atlanta Falcons can get caught videotaping something, and they'll have their first-time punishment. We can't. We have been skirting and scoffing at the laws and rules of this game for 20 years. We can't come close. They came close. That's enough for me. I'm throwing the book at them.
Carl's in Alexandria on Grant and Danny. Hey, Carl.
Hi, guys. I think that Didn't you mention the Deflategate? If you did mention that, even if it was minor, doesn't this make this the third strike and you're out?
Well, out meaning what? I mean, what does out mean here?
Well, it's the third time they've been proven to be doing something that's cheating.
Right.
I do have a different solution than you guys have come up with as far as how to make it hurt. Sure,
I understand what you're saying with the three strikes. I'm saying, and you're out. What is your
what's out?
What is that? What are you saying? You're booting people like Bill Belichick forever?
No, my out is that you hit them at the salary cap. You cut their salary cap.
That's part of my punishment as well. That's
what
I'm doing.
How much you want to cut?
Make it hurt. $50 million.
I mean, 50 is... I don't know if you can field a roster with 50, but if you want to spread that out over 2 years or something, 25 this year, 25 next year.
I don't hate that at all.
Done. That's now the strongest punishment ever handed down. By the way, this should blow what happened to the Redskins or the Saints or any of these teams out of the water.
I mean, it should be not close. You got to lap that punishment.
Sounds like you're more sold on doing it like this morning than I am.
I'm ready to do it right now.
Yeah. You might want to just investigate this and watch the tapes first. You may want to see if some of these reporters are 100% correct in what they're saying. But if it is found out that Belichick knew and that this was a Patriots process being put into place again to get information on the Bengals, let's ride. Let's go. Hop on our horses and go do some damage to whatever plans they've got to build their team the next couple of years. Chris in Southern Maryland, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
What's up, bud?
If this is true, and it's as bad as we all think it is and as it seems, I don't think there's anything off the table. Take however many millions from their salary cap. Take however many draft picks you need to take. Do whatever you need to do to send a message that this is enough. They've not the first time, not the second time, probably not even the third time they've been caught doing something. Nothing's off the table for me if what we're hearing is true.
Completely agree.
Thank you, buddy.
Completely agree.
This needs to be a new precedent, like a new, like what happened all the time, like as the country was forming, right? And there was a new case would come up, and the Supreme Court sets precedent that either becomes accepted on the books or eventually gets challenged again. This is the time to set a precedent. They missed with the first Spygate. They tried to do something with Deflategate, but that was just sort of flimsy, and it was kind of punitive punishment. This needs to set it the same way the Astros punishment that needs to happen. This is the new rule. If you come close to this, you'll be punished in this fashion. Set the precedent right here. Throw the book at the Patriots.
I have a hard time believing that anybody feels like they deserve the benefit of the doubt. So I know you're innocent until proven guilty. I'm not going to prove them guilty yet, but I'm going to assume they're not innocent either. I don't have to be the jury, so I don't have to go into this thing without an opinion. My opinion sitting here in D.C. in this seat is that they did something they shouldn't have done because they've been doing that for a long, long time, and they keep getting caught. Mike Rizzo at one, the president of baseball operations with the Nationals. Next hour, the Redskins head coaching search is underway, albeit quietly. What type of head coach do you want to see them go after? Young guy from college, maybe a veteran defensive coordinator from the NFL ranks, a retread former champion. We'll get into that on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
I want to throw the book at the Patriots. You know where you can learn to throw really well? St. James. Huh? There's no offseason at the St. James, the DMV's hottest destination for sports, wellness, and active entertainment. St. James is a sports utopia. There's something for everyone. I don't know if they have a book-throwing station, but you can learn to throw objects very well. They got great coaches, great training staff. For example, expert instructors coaching their teams, leading training for more than 20 sports. A former U.S. men's national team member is teaching kids how to play soccer. That's pretty awesome. They've got experts in all the fields. They offer training, instruction, competitive leagues, and teams, again, for more than 20 sports. That's amazing, right? Anything you want to do under the sun, you could do it at the St. James. Kids can also play in the Active Entertainment Center, climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, a ropes course, and a massive water park, perfect to host a birthday party or event. And the Premium Health Club, it offers top-of-the-line equipment and weights, dedicated personal trainers to help you achieve your body goals. Every new member gets two complimentary health assessments with that personal trainer. With so much under one roof, you got to see it to believe it. Just visit stjames.com for more. Schedule a tour. That's stjames.com. St. James.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.